Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. How y'all doing this evening, fellas?
That's your number one fan.
You can hear fans here at the Slipper screaming for you, Longshoreman.
Hey, Bobby, I think Grant's a fan of anybody. I think Grant likes
him. Anything to make him holler.
Wrong with that. He's a people person. Ain't nothing
that's
wrong
it.
With that. Hey, Mike, I was telling Charlie off the air, I said, look, man, I hate to do this to the home team, and you know the Saints, I've loved them all my life. Been a Saints fan since I was a little bitty kid. First game I went to was at Tulane Stadium. I'll never forget that one. And they played the Rams. But anyway, made a prediction yesterday, and I hated to do it, but I said the worst rushing attack in the NFL is going to run for probably 150 yards or more. And when they had 80 yards at halftime, it was, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure I won that.
You kind of hit the nail on the head.
Well, yeah, 150, 158, you're right on. Exactly. You're a prophet.
The worst rushing attack in the league. I mean, it's a damn shame. This defense has more holes than a shrimp basket. I just don't get it. I mean, Mike, if we don't do something to shore up the trenches in this off season on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, if we don't do this, it's going to be the same song and dance next year.
Well, you know what? You can turn things overnight, but I think it's...
But this isn't an overnight bridge.
That'd be more like what happened with Jane Daniels and I was seeing where...
We saw it happen last year with the Houston Texans. They got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, who's a great defensive player from Alabama.
But look at the Texans right now. C.J. Stroud, show you how tough it is. They figured him out. He's had a sophomore slump, and the Texans, they be in the postseason because the AFC South is sorry.
It's not very
so
good.
He's going to be there. But, look at them representing the AFC South. I mean, the AFC in the Super Bowl.
You got to start with putting the building blocks somewhere. And I'm not going to force a quarterback pick here. Especially with a top 10 pick, I'm going to grab me the
best.
But
next year, they don't have a quarterback better than Derek Carr, whether you like that or not. And you can hate on Derek Carr, then you're being delusional. But we're not getting Jane Daniels next year to come play for the Saints.
He ain't waiting in the wings.
They don't just fall off trees. People are like, oh, just go get another quarterback. Another quarterback. Isn't that Haener or Spencer Rattler? How many games we won with Haener and Spencer Rattler? None. So I'm just saying.
So you hear it all the time, Longshoreman, and Bob and I hear it, probably you too. Man, we should have traded for Joe Burrow. We should have traded it up for Jaden Daniels. There's no way they would have given you that pick.
Right.
You would have had to load up the boat for years. They weren't going to trade it.
We've had a glimpse without Derek Carr of we've lost all six games without him, whether it was Rattler or Haener, they struggled. And you just look at, offensive efficiency. The Saints have averaged under Rattler and Haener, we've averaged 12.8 points a game. That is not our defense, scoring defense. That's our scoring offense. We've averaged 12.8 points a game, 276 yards per game in those contests. We've been outscored by 115 points, a total of 115 points. When Carr was in there, we were 5-5. We averaged 24.5 points. And then we averaged 350 yards of offense. That's why I'm telling you, okay, we're 5-5 a Carr. That's why I'm telling you. And let's say Carr plays the whole season. We still, best case scenario, we still like 8-9 or 9-8. It's kind of, now if you win your division, look where we would want to be right now. I think Mickey Loomis and organization, obviously they want to win. Come on, they know what it means to the Gulf Coast, the Gulf South, what it means to the community, everything about the Saints winning. But right now, I think the Saints, now, they're realistic. Can we compete? Well, we're not even competing to be where the Falcons are, Tampa Bay is. And that'd be just winning the NFC South. And that'd be hovering around 500. Just look where Tampa Bay and Atlanta's record, where they're at. No one thinks they're going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you what, but watch out for Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay. All of a sudden.
But with that record, guess what? You win the NFC South, you play a home
you
game.
You get to host a game.
Which is unbelievable. Green Bay and Minnesota may be watching, and they got to go on the road.
Well, last year, Tampa Bay hosted a playoff game, and they beat the Eagles.
Yes, they did.
And the Eagles won the downslide. You remember, but not right now. And speaking of downside, he got over 2,000 yard rushing. I would not play Saquon Barkley to break Eric Dickerson's record. I would not do that because you're not going to get a bye. You're not playing for the number one seed. You break the record. You're going to get beat up, and you're playing the next week. The NFL might schedule you on a Saturday to play that the Eagles, and you got a short week. So what is the big picture? You worried about records or winning the Super Bowl? That's why I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to play that last game to get that record or try to get the record over Eric Dickerson.
If he plays, he's going to get it. I'm just telling you.
I don't think he's going to play. If I'm running the Eagles organization, and you know why I don't think he's going to play? Because one reason why the Giants didn't pay him, you know why the Giants didn't pay Saquon also?
He was hurt.
He was always hurt. Yeah. So what, he can get hurt, they're going to tackle him. You think just because the last game they're not going to hit him? No, we want him to ready to be roll. If I'm an Eagles fan, I want him to be able to roll come playoff time.
Yeah, the Cowboys kind of played two-hand touch with him. They were trying to tackle him. Go ahead, Longshoreman. I know you got something else.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Well, look, I just wanted to tell y'all Happy New Year, and I'm going to try to maybe pop by in a few minutes and come say hello in person. And I got to rest a little bit tonight. I got a big show tomorrow night. So,
oh, where are you playing?
Are you playing Bay St. Louis or where?
I don't know. Am I allowed to say it on the radio?
you can say it. Oh, is that what you had? You're underground honky tonk?
You're promoting a book, but you're promoting a booking.
I'll be in Bay St. Louis at the Pearl Hotel.
Oh, yeah, you can promote that. That's a nice place. But they've really done post Katrina. But you got to give Bay St. Louis a lot of credit in that whole area, what they've done.
Well, I tell you what, that whole area is kicking butt, man. They got it going on. The town's buzzing, especially around these times of the year.
And they're really kicking butt if they got no more performer like Longshoreman playing there.
Longshoreman, I found your next agent.
Yeah,
I found your next agent. His cut's going to be a little bit more than the rest of the guys.
I actually went to watch Longshoreman. He told me, I said, okay, I'm going to go support him. He supports me, just the show and all that. But, man, he was way more talented than I thought. And I'm like, man, you are a real musician. And it was in Mandeville at a wine bar. He was. Go ahead.
I'm coming by there to see if I can get Bobby to sign a contract with me.
That's great. Thank you so much for the call, Longshoreman. If we don't see one another, Happy New Year to you. Be safe, and we wish you the best for 2025.